A senior United Nations official has accused Israel of subjecting civilians in Gaza to forced starvation, warning the situation may constitute a war crime. In an interview with the BBC, Tom Fletcher, the UN's humanitarian chief, said that denying food to a starving population could not be justified. It is classified as a war crime. Obviously, these are issues for the courts to take the judgment on, and ultimately for history to take a judgment on, he said. Israel imposed a near-total blockade on Gaza for nearly 3 months before allowing limited aid last week. Since then, chaotic scenes have unfolded at distribution centers run by the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, GHF, a U.S. and Israeli-backed group not supported by the UN. The United Nations reported that 47 people were injured earlier this week during a scramble for aid at one such site. Mr. Fletcher said, "We're seeing food set on the borders and not being allowed in when there is a population on the other side of the border that is starving, and we're hearing Israeli ministers say that is to put pressure on the population of Gaza. We would expect governments all over the world to stand for international humanitarian law. The international community is very, very clear on that," Mr. Fletcher said. Hamas says U.S.-brokered ceasefire plan will prolong Israeli aggression in Gaza. A ceasefire proposal put forward by the Trump administration has been met with criticism by Hamas, who say the current terms would lead only to further killing and famine in the besieged Gaza Strip. The plan, which the United States says Israel has already accepted, remains under review by the Hamas leadership, Al Jazeera reported. Hamas officials say the proposal lacks the core guarantees Palestinians have long demanded: a permanent halt to Israeli military operations, full withdrawal of occupation forces, and unfettered humanitarian access. "The deal does not meet any of our people's demands, foremost among them, halting the war," said Bosim Naim, a member of Hamas's political bureau. Nonetheless, the movement's leadership is studying the response with full national responsibility. A response is expected by the end of the week, even as tensions prevail on the ground and within diplomatic channels. A plan with conditions. According to a draft seen by Reuters, the ceasefire plan would span 60 days and include the release of 28 Israeli hostages, both alive and deceased, in exchange for 125 Palestinian prisoners and the remains of 180 Palestinians. The terms have not been revealed publicly by officials from either side. Mediated by Egypt and Qatar, and reportedly guaranteed by President Donald Trump, the plan would allow international aid to flow into Gaza as soon as Hamas signs the agreement. However, senior Hamas official Sami Abu Zuhri said the proposal failed to include any Israeli commitment to end the war or lift the blockade, raising serious doubts about its sincerity.